What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Greg, have you seen the hit film Speed starring Sandra Bullock and one Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, I have, and I actually watched it somewhat recently, like in the last calendar year.
They're trying to figure it out, and she's like, stay on to get off. Stay on to get off. And he goes, get off, right? This is my question for you. You're going to be my Sandra Bullock. I'm going to be your Keanu Reeves. You're going to be my Boat Azaifa.
I'm already driving the bus at this part.
Yeah, you're driving the bus, and I'm kind of touching your shoulder, but in a very like friendly way. Beanie on or beanie off? Beanie on or beanie off?
Oh. Beanie off. I've seen a lot of the beanie lately. I like to see the locks. I like to see the locks out right now.
That's the right call.
Are you wearing your beanie, Kevin?
Yep.
Show me.
No, I can't. Something's wrong with my camera. It won't. Kev cam's broken again.
His Kevin's like, something's wrong with my camera. It won't rasterize my beanie.
Something's wrong with my camera. Every time I use it, I look like I'm naked. It's just shirtless when he goes in. Nick, my question for you is, I had a little flashback. You know, sometimes I forget that we haven't been doing these shows in isolation pods our entire career. Mm-hmm. And so do you remember when I used to say producer slash producer and I turn out hit you on, not hit hard, but I hit you chops. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I recall.
I missed that. I missed touching you.
Well, we'll get back in the studio. You can take here's what I'll say. We get back in the studio, you can spread out the hits, like two hits per podcast until we catch up. Or you give me one fucking mega hit. I don't even see it coming.
The producer guys. I come in with like a Superman punch over the table while you guys are doing the morning show. Just,
God. The gif of you and that kid. The fucking kid with his hair.
The tombstone pile driver.
It looks like a Chucky doll.
Yeah. Kevin, while I run through intros, if you can go to the Kind of Funny subreddit, they weren't nice enough to clip out the tombstone pile driver we talked about last year.
This kid looks like a fake doll that you throw out a window or like in like a Hollywood really movie.
Like the one that goes over the edge and like the cliff, like Mac and Me is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Of course. Our other co-host, he's the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globetrotting, headshotting, nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Greg, do you remember Speed 2, Cruise Control?
I do. I only saw Speed 2 Sandra once, Bullock, if I'm being honest, though.
Jason Patrick, Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, you forget about Dafoe. I honestly don't remember. I saw it. I know that I went and saw it because it was a sequel to Speed, but I don't remember. Mm. I mean, it was a boat, I remember, but like I don't remember much about it.
Like, could you? That's how fucking hardcore we were into sequel culture back then, where they were like, "The Speed 2 is out. We got to go see it."
Sequel culture back then.
It doesn't even
have. We just had Matrix 4.
No. I mean, like back in the day, we were so indoctrinated into it that we went and saw Speed 2 in theaters, even though Keanu Reeves wasn't in the movie.
Yeah,
not in the movie.
Shoot. I feel like back then Sandra Bullock was a big pull.
Then. That's a great question, Kevin. That depends. For me, Sandra Bullock didn't become a pull until the movie The Heat starring her.
What about the one
where she was with Hugh Grant and she had a shit in an RV on a highway? I remember that one. Really well.
2 weeks Judge notice. Dredd. How dare you? Don't talk shit about 2 weeks notice. I love that movie.
No, Proposal was Ryan Reynolds, right?
That movie was Dog Water. No, the movie that really broke her, that made me think, oh, she can carry a film, is Miss Congeniality. I love
it. Yeah. It's so 100%. Good.
Benjamin Bratt.
Michael Caine.
But I think that came after Speed 2. Let me see.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It definitely came after. Oh, yeah. It came way after Speed 2.
2004, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miss Congeniality, I think, was already like Sandra Bullock was already a known quantity at that point.
Yeah, for sure. Like she was opening films for sure.
It's a good movie.
Greg, do you remember earlier when Nick was like, "Hey, Greg, do you remember Speed 1?"
Yeah.
Where like hat on, hat off, or whatever. Greg, pretend I'm chip in, chip out, chip in or chip out.
Chip out. Don't eat a fucking chip during a goddamn podcast.
Chip in.
Hate that. You know.
Chip in.
Here's what I'll give you. If you want to mute yourself and eat the chip, I'll allow it.
But can I do the mouth noise while he's
let me
muted?
Hear it. Yes.
Can we get one crunch? And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Just like an auditory crunch.
If you can, the question isn't can we get one crunch? It's can you do one crunch? You remember the apple? Like three episodes of this show, you try to bite into an apple. Nobody can figure it out.
No, we figured out the tech on that. There's a lot of researching we did into the Discord's technology.
That was last year. There's so much more tech this year now.
Yeah, okay, noise cancellation.
Show me the 2022 tech.
Single crunch. Here we go.
That was good. That was good.
That was a good crunch.
Was that now you've muted yourself, so you have to chew. Don't talk. Don't unmute yourself and talk to me. I need head nods. Is that a Dorito?
What both hands in the air.
No?
Taki?
I didn't see enough.
Some sort of unrolled taki?
Yeah, can you show us and we can guess what kind of chip it is?
Yeah, give me a...
Oh, this is fun.
Lift me a chip and bring it to the camera.
I like how he's still muted. Like he's gonna give it away.
I told him not to. Don't screw this up. You know, Andy, he just shot up the answer. He just shot up the answer. All right, everybody, if you're an audio listener, he's bringing it close and showing it to us.
Okay, that is.
Is that a sunship? Is that a bake lay?
No, that's not a sunship.
And one more time, Andy. Let me see it one more time.
Too fast.
It kind of looked like a chicken nugget, right? Well, I mean, if you look too closely, you're gonna freaking guess it super fast.
I don't think we're. Are we that? I don't think we're that good.
I don't think I'm not up on my chip knowledge.
Andy,
I've
never doesn't seem
to be
out of sync for you guys.
A chip connoisseur.
He's out of sync for me now. Yeah.
He's a little out of sync. Yeah, but I want to see the chip. Show me the chip.
Oh, am I? Oh
yeah. You're better now.
Test.
Yeah, that's better.
Bring on the chip. Me.
Okay.
Bring on the chip.
Well, Greg, what if I say that you did guess it?
Oh, then it's a baked lay.
Well, flavor.
It is buffalo
barbecue. It looks like it has the dusting on there. Yeah.
Greg Miller, everybody.
Unbelievable.
Holy shit.
First was the Oreos, now it's the chips.
Yeah, really? These are
come on now. Don't even put it in.
I can't find these anywhere, and so I Amazon fresh these.
That's good. That's a good move. That's good.
I get three bags along with several cases of Coke Zero, and I was like, time to replenish. I wonder if Barrett's been replenishing, and in come my Coke Zeros. I open the pantry, and there's like seven cases of Coke Zero. So Barrett's been replenishing. Great job, Barrett.
Round of applause for Barrett.
You got Barrett.
Taking care of you over there.
You guys share Coke Zeros? That's crazy.
Yeah, how does that work? How are you deciding that? Joey's here, too. I'll give her a full introduction, but I feel like I want her to make sure she talks. Some people don't talk until they get introduced. Joey's here.
Oh, no,
we'll get
to
a real introduction in a second. How is it just an honor policy? Somebody like, oh, man, we're getting low. You got to buy some?
Honor policy, I'd say so. Yeah, I think that like it's the only real thing that we do have a sharing thing happening.
Yeah, I went there too, Greg, so but it's not. It's fine.
That's so funny.
There he is.
That's not it. I had a neuron fire to bring up a college memory I haven't thought about in forever. I'll tell you the story. I'm sorry. Back to you though.
I'd say honor policy. That's
okay.
I think Greg's neuron fired and then so did Nick's.
No, Nick went to a dirty place, I'm sure, about whatever. But like, mine was, Nick, would it surprise you that in college, when we were like juniors or whatever, and we had the incoming freshmen of like the Antlers or whatever, me and one of my friends, you know, you get drunk at the house party that we threw every night, Wednesday to Saturday or Sunday. And then like, we end up inevitably ordering pizza in the middle of the night. You know what I mean? Late night pizza from Gumby's, Columbia, Missouri Gumby's. What up? Get a Gumzilla. But you get a Gumzilla, you get a bunch of wings, you get some sticks, right?
I don't want a Gumzilla.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's a huge pizza. You would want it. You would want it. It's like a pizza as big as a hood of a car. Okay. Anyways, though, I don't forget how we devised this plan. But we, like, pyramid scheme pitched it to one of the younger underclassmen of the wheel. And the way it basically would be then, rather than us all every time, this is before Venmo, I'm old, remember? So before it have to be like, you know, somebody orders the pizza, then you got to shake people down for money. We would just have a wheel that we would randomly spin every time we wanted pizza. And then whoever got it would just pay for that time. And, you know, you let the law of averages work. Somehow we rigged the wheel to show up on this one underclassman for like 4 weeks in a row. He was pretty pissed when we figured
That's so messed up. That's bullying. Great.
I didn't say I'm proud of it. And I've turned over a new leaf, haven't I, you fucker? When's the last time I bullied anyone? Come on, Andy. You think about it. You know what I mean? Your little fucking pea-sized brain. Put on your little glasses.
Yeah.
Andy, when was the last time you got a voice memo?
When was the last time I got a voice
memo? I haven't sent a voice memo, and it's got to be. I don't think I've sent one in 2022. I'll put that right out there, all right?
Here we go. Let's hear this one. Here we go.
What do you do? What are you, fishing?
I did. I'm down at the river. Did it, man. Oh, they're going to hear about this on the news, I'll tell you what. But for now, our secret. Justice is blind.
So that was Saturday. That was Saturday.
Yeah.
Ooh, that 2022 streak looking rough.
Yeah.
Now, if you want a little inside baseball on what was happening there, of course, I wasn't really at the river, ladies and gentlemen. That was my son's little white noise machine.
Oh, wow.
And so I put him down for a sleep or changed a diaper or something. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give Andy some business here. I'm going to go, Andy, I know, loves these. He plays them on Twitch all the time, makes a lot of money off of them. I don't ask for a dime.
I could see it going either way. He might have been at the river, guys.
I thought so too. I see you guys out there hiking out in nature. So I could assume. I would have assumed.
Well, it's that thing where if I was really at the river, you would have heard when I said Andy, you would have heard Jen say, "Oh no," because that's the new thing when she realizes that I'm doing these and she's in them. She doesn't want to be in them. She doesn't get warned. She's just in it all of a sudden. Yeah,
you sent one on Sunday that I have yet to open, Greg. Should I be worried at all?
I don't know. Let it ride.
Well, I think I sent you, I feel like I sent you a real voice memo at some point that was me actually giving you an idea or talking to you, but I forget when it was. Mute yourself and play it real quick, just the start of it. See if it's the real deal. Because if it's just me like sharing golden ideas, you know, for Twitch.com, you should do it.
You can't just let those be on the public.
No, it's not a golden idea. I can tell by Andy's face.
Well, he's thinking about it because you never know. Because it's, no, you know it's me, not. It could start off very seriously, right? It could start off very seriously and then it gets into the crazies.
Yeah.
But, it, you know.
He's suggesting that I play Minecraft because he saw two children in Minecraft.
Oh, outfits. That's a great one. Play that for sure. Yeah, that's from the farmer's market. Again, that's just a real life idea right there come to life.
I mean, I kind of just summarized it.
Yeah,
but I mean, my delivery, right? Like, you make it sound like I came with a
guest.
Andy, it's Greg. I'm at the farmer's market. And I've seen no less than two children in Minecraft.
What music
outfits.
Is playing?
So, like, maybe Lord of the Rings. That.
I know. Like, that doesn't sound Minecraft. Like he's actually at the farmer's market.
It sounds like he's watching Lord of the Rings. In the
it sounds like I'm at a Renaissance fair. Yeah, I was actually at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
You know, they have little musical acts that come to the farmer's market and sit
Do
there.
They?
Yeah.
Little pan flute.
I've been to at least two farmer's markets in my life. Never once seen a Renaissance
This is the big, band. Big one. This is the same one Altano goes to for the hot sauces up in San Rafael. It's huge. It's like an event. We really honestly just go there for the food to eat. There,
you've been to Lisa's a couple times, right?
Lisa's the Mexican restaurant,
yeah,
over in Daly City,
yeah.
No, never been there, yeah. I've been there a couple times.
Have you ever been there while the harpist is playing?
No, but that sounds amazing. I can't wait to go.
It's amazing. On I think, maybe Tuesdays,
Mexican restaurant has a harpist
playing, yeah. And it's like, it's not a joke harp, like, it is enormous. The thing's huge,
like
they must truck it in.
You know what's funny is, like, have you ever been to a Mexican restaurant with the mariachi band and you're like, I don't need this.
Yes.
It's
so
way
loud.
Too aggressive.
So
I feel like Greg and I were at El Farolito with Jen one time.
That's a
and
small
there was
place.
A mariachi band.
I do vaguely remember that, yeah.
It was like vaguely drunk after some Alamo Draft House.
Exactly.
Thing.
I think we had to leave too, right? We were just like, we gotta get out of there. We gotta get away from
this.
It's
way too loud.
This is too intense. Yeah, that place it's just a tunnel of food and music, man.
There's so much reverb and the horns just blaring, man.
So in soap operas, it's very popular to have a mariachi band come and do the, like, what's the name of the song? They do a song for your birthday.
Happy Birthday.
No, it's a different song. It doesn't
Feliz
matter.
Feliz Navidad.
The only real song I know is Los Mañanitas for, like, Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's it. Los Mañanitas. Yeah, you got it. For my mom's, like, 50th birthday, my sister hired a mariachi band to come by. And at 6 in the morning?
Damn.
Yeah,
and let me tell you, it is incredibly loud in your house when they do that.
I'll say, like, is that a thing that we have to now play on Tim? Because he's not on this podcast. Is Tim getting mariachi tomorrow?
Please, God. Do it. Please, God.
I can't think of anybody who would need that more than Tim.
But here's the thing. We don't do it at 6 in the morning because that would be awful.
Yeah,
no one would like that.
No, that's
mean. Instead, we do it on a day.
A mile already.
Instead, we do it on a day that he's hosting Games Daily. And right at 11, we have them stand right outside his door, the theater, you know?
Well, I say you just get Gia in on it, and she can welcome them to the house at 11:10.
When is
and then you bring him, or no, 10:10, and then bring him in there.
Here, guys, everyone, we need to call Cone of Silence with a chat right now. Okay, chat.
Be cool, chat. Be
cool. Do not fuck us on this chat. When is Tim's birthday?
June
30th.
Okay.
Every video game he ever loves comes out on it.
Of course. Of course, everything's blue. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Two questions. One.
I don't think Nick knows that's a real reference.
I don't care. I don't watch any of our gaming content.
I know.
Unless I'm on it, of course, then it's great. Can we remember this joke for June?
Yes. June 30th, a Monday this year.
Joey, can you book it out? Book it on the calendar.
I'm going to put it just on my calendar.
Book it on your calendar. Tim, special surprise. And then in parentheses, mariachi band office? Outside of his window.
Well, no,
not
point,
outside, inside. Because, like, I want Gia to, like, get them all the way in and then, like, bring them
you're
in.
You're going to make people uncomfortable with COVID restrictions and stuff.
That's you think out. By June 30th we'll still have COVID around?
Turn
on the news once in a while, Kevin. This thing's on the ropes, all right? Go outside and look a poll. You're fine.
I'm definitely with Nick, where I think that feels definitely a lot more, like, targeted, right? Like, It would be a lot more funny to me, like when we've heard construction outside of Kevin's place and it is like really, really fucking loud and it pops through the microphone. Like, I would love for Nick to, for Tim to think that this is happening somewhere else outside his neighborhood.
Sure, he doesn't.
But it's really just at his fucking window.
But only when he talks. So what we'll need is we'll need me on comms and Joey watching the stream. And the second Tim's about to intro,
green light.
And they go, you know, they like ring of fire. That'd be so fun.
It would be so great because he would think that it's just like, what is happening in this neighborhood? Whose birthday is it right now? Why are they celebrating at 11 in the morning?
On a Monday morning.
Or 10:22 in the morning. It would be so great.
Great.
We could do this at the studio, hopefully.
Yeah, but then we all suffer.
Then it punishes us. That's the point.
We should be in the studio by June. So that's a good point. Maybe we'll have to do it for April 1st.
Knock on all the wood. Knock on all the wood in the world.
Yeah. I cannot come in that
April
day.
1st would also be so. April 1st? I thought so you were doing funny. A thing.
Who's doing a thing?
Oh, I don't know. There's some event happening April 1st. Right? Isn't some game getting released that day?
Oh, good cover, Kevin. What's happening?
What are you doing? Is there already another plan? I'm going to the calendar right now.
No,
April 1st
no,
and see
Friday.
If there's like some fucking
there's,
thing
there's
in
really a game. Morbius. That's it. That's what it was. Fucking hell.
The joke on everyone.
I really thought Kevin was like revealing something that not even I knew. I was like, oh, shit.
I was like, oh, no.
No, we don't plan. Guys, we don't plan things. If we're going to do something for April 1st, we'll plan it March 30 or 29th.
Remember that time?
We'll talk about it on April 2nd. Of we should have done that.
Remember that time me and Greg were going to put a joke on Joey where we just kept, or no, was it Joey or Andy? It was Andy.
It was Andy.
Where we just kept having food delivered to a seat at the movie theaters. Yeah, and me and Greg laughed about doing this joke for 6 months straight on podcast. We were like, we're going to get you fuckers. And we just never did. And then COVID.
Well,
then,
I mean, that wasn't on us. Global pandemic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Was it only 6 months? It felt like my full life here. It felt like a full 2.5-3 years.
Well, no, I think they had another prank idea as well.
It was the only 6 months that you knew what it was. Because I feel like the lead up of like something's going to happen to Andy and you're not going to know.
Yeah.
Greg went and saw that one movie. It was Hobbs and Shaw. And that was the moment where I was like, they were like, the guy's like, you know, you can get this stuff delivered to your seat. And Greg and I just looked at each other and it was like light bulb.
We can use this for evil.
We can use this for absolute evil.
Because it'll start off, do you think it's positive and then it turns super evil?
No, it'll be so bad.
I don't know where to put all this.
Like, could you imagine?
Everyone in the theater's like looking around like, wow, what's wrong? What's this guy? Why? You're all like, you're all sweaty and
but
you're
jacky. You know, it's Andy. He would just be like, oh no, I didn't order this.
Exactly.
This
no. We ran through all the things. The third one is where it would finally get him where he'd be like, or, you know, we'd be giggling too.
No, the first one.
Mind you, me and Greg are in the back in trench coats and fedora, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, watching this whole thing unfold.
Sure.
Round four, Kevin, was going to be puppies. They were just going to bring him dogs.
Oh, that's the dream.
That would be lovely. I would love that. And Joey's here also on the podcast.
14 minutes later.
It's Christmas in January. Joey Noel. Hello, Joey.
Hello.
Tim Geddes, of course, bit in the eyes by snakes. Joey, I thought of this when Tim said he was going to sub you in, that you were going to come do it. I'm going to give you the prompt, then I'm going to do the intro, all right?
Okay.
When we come out of the intro, you got to tell me the most fucked up shit that ever happened when you were living with Tim and Gia, all right? I want to know details. I want to know what the hell's going on over there. I want to know what drove you to Kevin's house. But before that, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, you're listening to the Kinda Funny podcast each and every week for... sometimes five best friends gather around these tables coming to BS with each other about whatever it is they want to BS about. If you want to BS with us, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to support the show. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can kick us a few bucks. You can write in with your own topics. You can get the exclusive post show. You can get the show ad free. You could be watching with the Trog Gang, Madeline Stanley, Joshy G, Omega 3, Cody Hagler, Melissa Hagler, AKA the Haggles. However, if you have no bucks tossed our way, it's no big deal. You can support us on the Epic Game Store with the creator code KINDAFUNNY. Use it on Fortnite. Use it on Rocket League. Use it on the Epic Game Store. Or, of course, you can get the show on YouTube.com/KINDAFUNNY. Podcast services around the globe. Rooster Teeth. You name it. We got it. Bang, bang. Time for some housekeeping before Joey tells us all the dirty secrets of Tim and Gia. Remember, of course, we started a TikTok and we're uploading all the clips there. We've heard for years from you. Oh, man, I want to get my friends into Kinda Funny, but a 2-hour-long podcast, that's a hard thing to just toss their way. Now you can toss them to TikTok.com/... No, TikTok.com/@kindoffunnygames. And then we have Roger and a team of freelance editors are uploading curated jokes and bits and funny things we've done over the years into little TikToks you can watch. Right now, the Nidhogg one is up. I know by the end of the month, they do plan to be putting up five a week, one every day. So get over there and do that. And of course, if you're listening to this podcast or watching this podcast, remember you can now rate podcasts on Spotify via your iOS app. And I think another one too. It would mean a lot to us if you went there and gave us those star ratings, because it helps us be discovered by new people who show up and go, man, Kind of Funny podcast. I bet these people are a bunch of comedians. And it's like, no, they just live in San Francisco. Talk about where they eat. Thank you to our Patreon producers who support this BS. Delaney Twinning, James Davis, a.k.a. at James Davis Makes, Bionicle in Review 2022, Praise Portillo, Greg Miller's back and better than ever, Pranksy. Today we're brought to you by MeUndies, DoorDash, and Chime, but I'll talk about that later. For now, Joey, tell me all about Tim and Gia's Dirty Dark Secrets.
Honestly, the most fucked up thing that they ever did was that they brought Moose home and didn't tell me that they were getting a dog. Awesome. So, like, not, it fucked up in the way that Tim surprising us with a third or a second dog, whatever dog they're on these days,
sure,
on the podcast was upsetting, because I had literally had dinner with Gia the night before and somehow had managed to not let it slip, which is truly incredible. Like, insane. 10 out of 10 work by Gia. But I don't think anything, the thing was, I think because very shortly after I moved in, we realized we were going to be all together for so long.
Trapped.
Or like inevitable, or just without end, that everyone had to be like kind of on good behavior. So nothing truly fucked up. Also, Tim's like not really into like pranks. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't take advantage of that. Unlike when I would like dog sit for you and you would just have cut out of the queen random places and scare the shit out of
me. That wasn't a prank though. That was just like, oh, I did hide it that one time in the bathroom.
And I'm sorry, cut out of the queen?
That's right.
Yeah.
Nice. I lived with Lucy James, as you know. And Jenny too, obviously. Yep,
that makes a lot more sense.
She's British, so she had to have a cutout of the queen. It's part of their thing when they come here. It's very much, if you're an immigrant here, whoever your queen, president, right, whatever it is, they have a cutout of them, you live with.
Yeah, because you have to pray in their direction, right?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. 100%.
I want to motherland. On the top, you were mentioning the Spotify ratings earlier, Greg Miller.
That's right. I sure was, Andy.
I want to go through the grades. Okay.
Oh, sure.
I want to go through the grades of where we're sitting at right now. Currently, with about 1,000 reviews, Kind of Funny Games Daily is at a 4.9 out of 5. Could be better. Could be better.
That's a great score. What are you talking about?
Kind of Funny Games Daily.
Five.
Or Kind of Funny Games Cast, 4.9 out of 5.
Perfect.
A lot of 4.9s. Who are these shitters out here? You know?
Oh, you know there's a ton of people just shit on shit. They don't care.
In Review, however.
Here we go.
A show that Greg is rarely on, 5.0.
That's not
true. Wow. How many total votes?
About 1,000. Same 1,000.
Wow. Fuck you, yeah. Greg.
Yeah.
Not a chance in hell. I'm rarely on. Yeah, I don't come to the fucking dark shows you guys
can
you do.
Check XCast?
There's a podcast nobody fucking cares about. You know what I mean?
Kevin Screencast. About half the reviews, granted. 5.0. How about that?
Ooh.
5.0 for that. Kind of Funny Podcast, 4.9 with about 1,000.
That makes sense.
Unfortunate. The Kind of Funny X-Cast, Kevin asks for the X-Cast rating, and that is sitting at a 4.9 with about 640 votes.
That's a bummer.
But P.S. I Love You. Oh, my God. 4.8? Oh, fucking shit. Oh, my God.
We got him.
We fucking got his ass. And how about KFAF?
Mike, are you using an Xbox One headset? What the hell was that?
Mike's calling in from Magic Mountain.
He's walking. You're fighting me in Rainbow Six Vegas right now? What the hell am I listening?
KFAF 5.0. How about
how many ratings on KFAF?
One.
Hey, you know, me and Andy. At this point, who's counting? You know,
sure. Counting? Sure. I guess that's all that matters. Really, it's right there. You know.
No, Greg. Oh,
there we go.
I don't want you to feel too bad about the podcast, because as you know, I had to fill in for you for a lot of months. And that might have been why the ranking got tanked there.
Sure.
Big shoes to fill. Did not.
People voted with their wallet.
Doing it so much. Knocked it out of the park every single time. But you know, it's one of those things where you're like, I'm used to being the second quarterback. What do they call the second string quarterback? And
sure, backup. Yeah.
I just like keeping my jersey clean. I don't really want to get in there. I'm looking forward to playing in the game when we've already won. Or it's like fourth quarter. It's like a minute left. Like, Nick, get in there and throw it. I'm like, I'm good. I'm good.
There are so many backup quarterbacks that have made fortunes not stepping on the field, not getting hit, maybe getting a little roughed up in practice, but like it is. I know Greg one day mentioned Chase Daniels.
Chase Daniels jumps right to him. Mizzou zone.
There are so many backup quarterbacks. There's there was
an, and you play th- you can play forever.
There's a quarterback named Matt Flynn. When Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, they bring in Matt Flynn, and he popped off, Nick. Had a great couple of games.
Good.
So much so that Seattle Seahawks were like, yo, we're going to pay you the big bucks. They pay him like multi-million dollar, multi-year deal, and he fucking sucked and was not good enough. And somebody was talking shit to him on Twitter and was like, fuck you, backup. Remember when Seattle wasted a bunch of money on you? And he was like, yeah, it was awesome. It's so great. It's so great.
Awesome.
I really would like to be a backup in the NFL.
It's just good to know your place.
What's stopping you?
You know, Greg, at this point, I got to assume definitely not speed, because I got that in spades. We know that. I've beaten your ass.
Maybe if it was European football, maybe you'd have a shot over there. You know what I mean?
Oh, and Matt Flynn's still in the NFL. Holy shit. I thought he retired already.
You're like, oh, man, this is new information for sure.
36 years old. I thought he was out already. My bad. What else is stopping me? I would say maybe like I packed on a few pounds, Greg, throughout the quarantine. I got to say that's probably what's it. Otherwise, again, backups. I think the league minimum practice squad is like $600K a year, $700K a year.
That'd be so fun.
Really?
It's like, squad.
Can you imagine being like, you're just like, I'm literally going to go to work every day, practice with the guys. And I imagine you still have to dress out when the games come, right? You're still a player on the lineup, right?
No, but practice squad, that I don't even think that means part of the 53-man roster. Right?
Yeah. So that'd be so fun to just be able to practice with the guys and do that for like 10 years. And then people would go, what do you do for a living? You're like, I'm not sure. I don't really know.
Yeah.
I've saved a lot of money.
I've saved up a bunch of money. I had great finance people kind of direct me the right way.
Nobody knows who I am, so no one's trying to get this money from me. It's great.
I made $700K over the last 8 years, and now I'm doing fantastic. So thank you very much for asking. Like, at that point, there's people, Nick, that will never be satisfied unless they make the league, where they're like, no, it's not good enough for me. I need to make the league. And it's like, but there's people like me who would be more than cool with just coasting. I mean, you've seen my career. Kind of funny. I'm just coasting.
Oh, I love it, dude. And I'm trying to coast with you. And Greg keeps reminding me that I have responsibilities to this company. And I'm
like, you've got to be one of the people to push the boat. You can't coast.
You got to remember the engine. No, but Andy, I'm so right there with you, man. That's the life. One day we'll get that. One day.
I wanted to bring up something because I was at the airport when I was leaving for home, and I just wanted to give a special shout out to vending machine technology and the advancements that we've had. It's been a while since I've looked at a vending machine, much less had to use one, right? Go ahead, Greg Miller.
Just for my own, as I start to picture this, right? Because to give you a little backstory, right? Of course, we all know Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah,
we all know Red's out, right? You know, All Too Well is killing it right now. And there's a line in All Too Well that I've known, obviously, for 10 years of dancing around in the refrigerator light. I always assume they had the refrigerator open, right? But then in the short film they did, it's actually one of those refrigerators with the glass wall, you know what I mean, where you can see through it. And I was like, fuck, that's a game changer for me. So right now what I need to know about the vending machine, are you talking about a food vending machine with technology or a vending machine where you like get the headphones out of the Best Buy vending machine? That's what I need to know, what kind of vending machine I'm looking at.
Yeah, food, sustenance, food, beverage.
Thank you.
So the one that I used at the airport. Now, here's what sucked about leaving so early. My flight was at 5 a.m, Greg.
Sure.
So I was watching Succession right up until I had to leave the apartment.
Have you tweeted about this? You were given Stewie from Succession, gave you homework, and I've not seen you chime in on it.
I mean, he told me to catch up by New Year's Day. He wanted me to watch all, and you know, I'm working on it, is what I'll say.
Oh shit! Okay.
At this point, I'm only 11 days late. But Greg, I'm about to start episode 9 tonight of season 1.
Oof, that's way off. That's way off from where
you got a lot of stuff coming.
A lot of progress to be made for sure. So my flight was at 5 a.m. There's a lot of things that you don't remember when your flight is at 5 a.m. First off, clear, not an option. Clear does not open until like 7 a.m, Joe. So
what? That's bullshit.
I'm banking on like, I'll skip the fucking all this. This is a gigantic group of people. Like it's 5 a.m. Why are there? No, it's like it's 4 a.m. Why are there so many people here?
Wait, so when you went to the airport on the wrong day, did you do that at 5 a.m.?
No. That was my flight was like at 3 p.m. that day.
Got it.
No, this time my flight was at 5 a.m. I left my apartment around 3 a.m. But I get there and I'm like, well, I got clear. And also, who the fuck is flying at 5 a.m? Nobody.
You don't have, you're not TSA pre?
I'm not pre. I only have clear.
You gotta go pre.
I gotta get pre. It's the 1-2 punch. It's something I gotta. I just gotta set a reminder because I definitely want to do it. I just never remember to do it.
You're not traveling.
Andy, you know, like, remember when Greg was gone for a little while?
Globetrotting hitchhiking.
And we just pretended like we were better than him.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like to be TSA pre.
You'd love
get in the TSA pre line and you just look over. I literally, when I flew back from, I think it was Orange County. No, I forget where I flew back from, but it was me. And like one other person in the regular line, it was the exact same line, and I still felt
superior
to that other person. I still went into the TSA pre. I was like, it doesn't matter. We both got through exactly the same time, but
right.
I didn't have to.
No, you had your shoes on. Yeah.
Well, that's faster. I mean, that's the thing about that's great about clear. It's like with pre, I don't have to take off my shoes. Sometimes I still don't have to. Because just airports just kind of have these arbitrary rules. Sometimes you arrive and they're like, no, leave your laptops in the bag. Only take your left shoe off and fucking like it's it's bullshit. Anyway, but I'm thinking, well, I got clear. I'll pass by all of security. And I got there and I'm like, where is clear at? Why aren't there reps here? And I checked the site. It's like clear does not open until 7 a.m. So that's fucked. And then also there's no restaurants open, Greg. Like,
I do know firsthand how trouble that is.
And not even restaurants, just places that'll sell you a little soda pop, maybe a little secret Snickers.
Well, it's 5 a.m, you probably should be drinking water, coffee.
I have water with me. Yeah, sure. But what about a secret Snickers, Greg? So anyway, so I'm like, I'm starving right now. I found secret Snickers, Kevin.
Keep it secret. Keep it crunchy.
How do you not know about secret Snickers?
Secret Snickers.
You get a secret Snickers. You buy a Snickers, Kevin. You put it in your backpack. You forget you have it. Then when you arrive, you're unpacking your bag and you're like, secret Snickers. Wow.
It's the best. It's the highlight of flying. Past you, hook, and future you the fuck up.
Because I'm going to forget about it.
I've never bought a Snickers and not immediately eaten it.
I'll buy two sometimes, Kevin. One for the road, one for.
Season. I was gonna say,
you can put that number up as high as you want. I'm gonna tell you right now, if I'm getting the Snickers, I'm eating the Snickers.
If I'm buying 7, I'm not eating 6 right now. I'm eating seven.
You buy Kevin and me 7 Snickers bars. One of us is going to the hospital.
It's when I go to the airport. I'm the same way, Andy. I go there and it's a sampling of things from the little shops of snacks that then go in the backpack and then become that. Maybe I eat them on the plane ride. Maybe I don't, and I'm in the cab to the hotel. Maybe I'm leaving the hotel going somewhere. Maybe I'm stuck on a set somewhere, and I'm like, oh, wait, I got a Cliff Bar in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exciting.
Secret Snickers, secret Cliff. So I noticed the little vending machines, and immediately I'm like, well, I don't have cash, so I'm probably fucked. But maybe we've progressed to the point where, obviously, I mean, we've had credit card vending machines for decades now at this point. This should work great. But Kevin, I was able to use my Google Pay.
Oh, yeah. The vending machine. Well, so the credit card attachment has had the Google Pay NFC abilities for a while, but they're activating it now.
Really?
It's dope. The other day I was we were going to Jackson Hole. We had to stop in some little town in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the storm, and same deal. I don't have any cash. But one of the two vending machines had the Google Pay, and it was like, excellent. Tap.
It was great, because I remember the first evolution of vending machines, Nick, was the beverage ones.
Yeah.
Where they got really fancy and really technologically, like, look, it's the future, everybody. And maybe I'm getting a Fruitopia in high school, right?
Oh, Fruitopia.
A green Fruitopia, because green's always the best color to drink. And this arm would raise up to wherever the thing is, and it would drop and it would come down, and it was like, wow, this is so futuristic. We're such a rich society here at PSJ North Raiders, and that's like the last evolution of vending machines that I remembered.
Oh man, yeah. And I'm with you where I haven't used vending machines in years, and then at the hospital, right, when like same thing, you know, the fucking cafeteria runs weird ass hours, let alone COVID. I'd have to pop down and try to cobble together a meal or whatever. And I'm tapping my watch left and right to these things, getting drinks, getting food, bringing stuff back up.
That's fucking, so you have it on your watch?
Yeah, Apple Pay.
Oh my God, that's so cool. Yeah, so I was able to just do it with my phone there. And then I felt really bad and I bought chips for an old lady because she was like, she was really confused about it. I was like, oh, I got you, old lady. I got you. Apple, Google Pay.
She was like, I wanted coffee. You're like, have some baked fucking legs, lady.
Well, Nick, what do you think I got in there, big dog? There baked Lay's barbecue. It was the perfect situation. So I ended up getting about 3 bags of those.
Nice.
But then the soda one wasn't working, unfortunately. But what are we doing with the soda ones? Like, are we still doing the arm thing that raises? How are we preventing these bottles from being exploded?
Yeah, like, you do the thing that comes up, it pops it out, brings it to the side, and then brings it down.
Oh, so there hasn't been like there's no hover technology or anything like that yet?
No, not to my knowledge. Kevin probably knows better than me.
I haven't seen any updates like that. But like, even if it falls, just tap the sides. That'll get rid of all the bubbles. You'll be fine.
No, that's an urban myth, Kevin.
No. I can guarantee you that 100% Kevin, works. You feel all the sides.
I need you to go and grab a 2-liter bottle, shake it up, turn your camera on, and start tapping the sides. And we'll just
I guarantee you. I would bet you money. I've done it many times, guys.
How much money? $5.
I bet you $10 right now.
It blows up on your face.
$10.
$10, Nick. Yeah. I got them right here, $10. Too.
Nick, I'll spot you $3.
I'll do the whole $10. I want you to shake the shit out of that thing on camera and then tap the sides. We'll see what happens.
No, you don't tap it once. You got to tap all the way around. But it works. It works, all guys. Right,
let's see. I'm glad. This is glad.
Kevin, like, you got to tap it like over like 30 minutes.
No, you just tap all the sides.
He's waiting it out.
There's science involved with it. Like, the bubbles aren't like some magic thing that happens. It's like when you shake it, bubbles get like stuck on the side of the can. And when you open it, those are released. So if you tap it, it unstucks all the bubbles.
It unstucks all the bubbles.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I get it.
I mean, we understand. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Greg, here's what I'm going to say. Are you by any chance drafting a tweet to Stewie from Succession?
Oh, no. I already sent that tweet minutes ago. That's long gone. That's done. I want you to know that I did start drafting a DM of trying to get him on the show right now to yell at you, but I was like, then I got to explain Discord. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you don't know Discord, then I'm on the podcast for 20 minutes trying to troubleshoot how to get a guy into Discord.
Yeah.
Which is easy. Discord's very easy, but you know how it is. These actor types, they don't understand anything. You ever talk to Nolan North? God, is he good looking? Dumb as a box of rocks.
Yes.
He doesn't understand anything.
So stupid.
I'm going to reply, Mexican New Year's is in February.
That's good, and that's how the comedy gets made. And if you like the comedy, ladies and gentlemen, why not go to patreon.com/kindoffunny? Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you could be watching live like the Trog Gang is Mike L, Keegan Hill, Omega 3, MM. Of course, you could write in to be part of the show like Delaney Twinning, who gets the question next. You could be a Patreon producer like the names are at the top of the show. But most importantly, for right now, you can get the show ad-free. But you're not listening on Patreon or watching on Patreon. So here's a word from our sponsors. Guess what I use all the time, ladies and gentlemen? DoorDash. That's right. I come down here. I record the shows. I come upstairs. Jen's taking care of our newborn. It's a 3-month-old. And guess what? We're both too tired to make food, so we order on DoorDash. We do it all the time, and you should too. You've got back-to-back meetings, errands to run, and chores to take care of. What's the secret to clearing your to-do list? A little help from DoorDash. Along with the restaurants you love, you can now get groceries and other essential items delivered to your door with DoorDash. Get drinks, snacks, and other household items in under an hour. With over 300,000 partners, you can support your neighborhood go-tos. Choose from your favorite national chains like Popeyes, Chipotle, and Cheesecake Factory. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when they download, that's you, download the DoorDash app and enter the code GAMES2021. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code GAMES2021. Don't forget, that code is GAMES2021 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash, subject to change. Terms apply. Kick off 2022 with a better checking account with no monthly fees, no overdraft fees, no foreign transaction fees, and no service fees. Get all that and then some with Chime, an award-winning app and debit card. They've also got over 60,000 fee-free in-network ATMs all over the place, like at most Walgreens, 7-Elevens, or CVSs. You can access your money when you need it, where you need it. Make sure
you make the first good decision of the new year and join over 10 million people using Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at Chime.com/KFGames. That's Chime.com/KFGames. Banking services provided by and debit card issued by Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA members, FDIC. Get fee-free transactions at a Money Pass ATM in a 7-Eleven location and at any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM. Otherwise, out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Sometimes, pay anyone instant transfers can be delayed. The recipient must use a valid debit card or be a Chime member to claim funds. Relationships aren't perfect, and MeUndies is celebrating our imperfectly perfect matches with their new Valentine's Day collection. I don't have to read the ad anymore. I can just tell you I'm wearing MeUndies, ladies and gentlemen. Always have been, always. Well, you know, not always, I guess. But what happened is I had a bunch of underwear I didn't like that much, and then I tried a couple pairs of MeUndies, and I was like, these are amazing, and I ordered a whole bunch of MeUndies, and now it's all I wear. And I am due for more. Maybe I'll do it here. Back to the ad. Gifting underwear for Valentine's Day? Wow, real groundbreaking. Express your one-of-a-kind relationship when you match your bottom half to your better half in fun limited edition prints. And if you're single, don't worry, you can mingle in matching pairs with your friends or even get dog hoodies and buddy bands to match your four-legged pal. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For a limited time only, get 25% off your first order of matching pairs for Valentine's Day. And as a first-time purchaser, you can also get 15% off in free shipping right now to your door. To get 25% off matching pairs, 15% off your first order, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/kindafunny. That's MeUndies.com/kindafunny.
All right, here's the question from Delaney 20. Joey, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Clear the mechanism, all right? I want your mind completely clear.
Clear it, Joey.
Delaney 20 writes into patreon.com/kindafunny and says, now that we are in January, what are some of your goals for the new year? These don't have to be resolutions, more of a guideline and a general roadmap for the year. These can be personal, job related, kind of funny related. Thanks, Delaney. Joey Noel, off top of your dome, what do you got?
I want to read more. Okay. I got a Kindle on Black Friday. I know, big fan of books in this podcast. But I got a Kindle on Black Friday. Yeah. And I was like, these past, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, I feel like books have been pushed aside for video games, Fortnite, TV, movies, Fortnite. Exactly. I do want to get, I'm trying to be better about watching current TV shows instead of trying to catch up. Okay. So like right now I'm watching Dope Sick on Hulu, which is very, very good. Michael Keaton. Super, super good. The kid Caitlin that everybody's Everett. Excited that's going to be in Guardians 3, whose name I don't remember.
Michael J. Fox.
The Will one something? That.
Will Poulter? Is that his name?
That's oh, it. Yeah. The one that looks like Sid from.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Does. Okay. I know that guy now. I know that guy.
Anyways, catching up on that because that came out last year. So I want to read more books and not just like bullshit Kindle Unlimited books. Like, I want to read some like more like substantial.
The Bible.
Not that. Right now I'm reading Say My Name by Chanel Miller, who's the girl who ended up came out as the victim in the Brock Turner case. Gotcha. It's her little memoir. It's really, really good. And then I'm reading one called Cultish, which is like the dialogue and the way that cults use language to like get people sucked in. But then it also looks at like how Peloton uses that language and SoulCycle and all of these like cultural moments. Joy,
that could help our business. That'd be great.
Yeah. So I'm trying to read some more books, expand my mind, you know?
That's a great one. Yeah. I really respect that. I wish I cared enough to make time for it. I'm good at buying the books. I'm good at buying books and be like, oh yeah, I really want to read this because I do really want to read it. But then it just falls by the wayside. I've tried so many different ways of like, okay, I had the iPad. I bought stuff on Kindle, the app there, right? That didn't work. All right, cool. You know, when Benjamin was running really weird hours, I bought Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters' daughter. It's the Harold Ramis' daughter's autobiography about her and her dad. I forget if that's the
first daughter.
Ghost Daughter. That's right. Ghost Daughter. And I bought that also on the Kindle, but I was actually reading it on the iPhone app because in the middle of the night, right, like I'd be rocking him or he'd be asleep in my chest or something. I'd be doing a bottle and I would try to do that. I got a few chapters in but fell off. The last stop is still on my nightstand. Like, I have all these books spread around. It's just like, there's such a hierarchy of entertainment that for me books, and this includes comics. I'm so far behind on comics. I'm probably a year behind on comics. I think since the last comic book club, I haven't had time to read anything. And so it's just this, like, if I have free time, I'm going to game. And if I'm not going to be gaming, I'm usually watching something with Jen. And then if it's not that, obviously it's like work or Benjamin Now or just life in general that it falls by the wayside. I wish I enjoyed reading to the point that I read more.
Yeah. Joey. The Kindle has been like a huge game changer because it's dedicated to reading and I don't get notifications for anything else. And that's where I feel like the iPad doesn't work for me because it's like Twitter, Instagram, like whatever the fuck. And so if I'm just reading on my Kindle, then I don't get notifications for anything else. And then I can sync it with my phone on the Kindle app. And then like, if I have my phone and I'm cooking in the kitchen, I can just like read through stuff while I'm waiting.
Sure.
I do like that. Joey, Andy, you had a question.
Does your Kindle have Marvel Fortnite skins on it?
It does not. I got a case for Christmas or my birthday. It's a very cute corgi that has heart sunglasses.
Put that in the waste of time bracket. There we go.
Okay. Well,
sounds stupid, not everything honestly,
can be sparkly
Joey.
And Ariana Grande, but I'll take what I can get.
But it could be because I've been having a lot of fun with Fortnite. I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Are you going to
play? Want to play with us tonight?
Greg, we had a freaking blast during our big marathon stream.
Really quick, I think I need to restart Discord because you guys are all super choppy on my end.
Okay.
Okay, so, big deal.
Kevin, you can keep entertaining them as a one-man show till you're back to do it with us.
So now it's us. Just me and you. You know what I mean? This is, I guess, for the listeners because you can't see anything because my camera's off. They're back. Give me a second. I'll get them.
Are we still framing stuff? Or are we awesome?
I don't know. Give me a second.
Okay, wow. Jeez, man.
Oh, my God. Here we go. All right?
Can you know what I mean? Down?
You're drunk, Greg.
I wish.
Drunk on power, like the rest of us.
I was so low energy after Games Daily. Like, I was just out of it. I was so tired. A little cranky.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good
now. You get a coffee?
Coffee didn't save me in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, I just pumped the coffee in. I got the whole French press to myself down here right now. You know, Jen's got one, maybe two cups of coffee in her, so I get the rest. So this is my second press of the day. Trust me, I got the coffee, Joe.
Does the caffeine still work?
Yeah. I mean, since college, when I got introduced to coffee, I think it might have been more of like the real kick to it. Like, otherwise, I think it's just like, it just falls into the food category of everything else of keeping me going. But I don't feel the high level of it anymore. I don't feel like, exactly. Yeah. I don't feel the highs anymore.
I feel like it's important at this moment to bring up Nick's coffee thing. Cause he showed it briefly yesterday or the day before. And it scared me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, do you still have a coffee?
Like a pitcher.
It's a pitcher. Yeah.
Can we see it?
Yeah. I'll go get it. I'll be right back.
Oh, I thought
he got a pitcher of cold brews.
It looked like it's for a table, but I'm assuming it's just something he kind of like a pours carafe from. But it was like it was so large that it gave you the impression that he was drinking it right then and there.
Gotcha.
And it seemed really problematic. thing is huge.
Thanks to the Kind of Funny TikTok channel, I got to see everybody try to talk Snow like Mike off the ledge when he went through how many coffees he buys and drinks a day. And even Tim was impressed and horrified. I was like, yeah, that's rough. That's a lot of iced chais. Is that tea or is that coffee? I don't know, actually.
Iced chai doesn't have coffee in it.
Is it caffeine?
No, it's caffeine. It was caffeine.
Yeah. Okay.
I look a lot bigger.
Great.
Yeah, but he only picked up half of it. Yeah, but I think we didn't see the bottom. So it looked like a long,
perspective. It looked way bigger. Yeah.
Also, he had it with him. Man, you guys are all still super.
Choppy. We're all framing. Nick is.
Yeah, he's framing for me. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Must be a Discord day. Just Discord's having a day.
Nick. Yeah. Nick. First off, everybody. Yeah. I'd like to apologize to Nick right now for overblowing the size of that coffee thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Nick. It looked a lot bigger the first time you brought it up.
It was the perspective. It was the FOV. You had it cranked up, and on the bottom left corner, or your bottom right corner, our bottom right corner, it looked, Nick, like fucking this big,
like this.
Yeah, like it was there you go. It was really, really big in that corner.
Yeah, no, so it's I mean, first off, I'm disappointed it's smaller than you guys remember it being. It's never a good thing, but I will say I love it because this pitcher I bought a long time ago when I first started making coffee at home, and it perfectly fits 14 cups, and I bought a coffee maker that makes exactly 14 cups.
Okay,
and
I'll never go mind. Through, that's a lot of coffee. It's a lot of coffee.
That's a lot.
3/4 of this in a day on like a normal day.
That's my man.
Yeah, that's a lot of caffeine.
So much coffee.
I've had it's to start so
much coffee, Joey.
Wait, Nate, I tried when I went home to the Rio Grande Valley RGB where we don't play no games. I often start changing things in my parents' house. Right, I'm always recommending stuff.
Changing doorknobs.
There's better internet there now, Greg. We're back home, and I'm like, "Hey, Dad, stop paying so much with AT&T. Come on, come be a part of my phone plan. We'll save you like $60 a month there." Hey, have you heard of YouTube TV? Because right now you're paying $160 for that for DirecTV or whatever. How about pay half the cost? And, you know, you get the same shit, whatever. So I'm always kind of like, you know, suggesting things. And goddamn, I am trying to get them to stop drinking water from bottles because they go through these gigantic, I don't know, what seems to be like 84 packs, maybe 64 packs of just bottled waters from Sam's Club or wherever. And it is, and I was like, what do you all think about like a Brita filter? Or anything, and they're like, no, well, we have filtered water in the fridge. I was like, oh, but like, is the filter up to date? They're like, yeah, it is. I was like, oh my God. So we've just been like, Joey, when I tell you, Joey, that the recycling bin that's about like up to my waist gets immediately filled up with bottles of water, with empty bottles all the time. It's like the worst waste possible. And when I cut that shit out of my life, I felt so much better about myself. Because it not only cut down the shit I had to throw out, but I just felt like I was making a change, and I'm really trying to get them back on the, just put the fucking thing in the refrigerator, and psh, little dispenser, water dispenser, yeah. And it tastes so delicious. But my mom doesn't like the kind of, she says that there's like a taste to it.
Like, well, when you get a new one, yeah, but like you work through that. You know what I mean? I think it charcoal? Even tells you how many cups to pour off of it. What
is that like the charcoal?
I think so. I don't know.
Ours tasted like styrofoam for a while because me and Kevin forgot to take the styrofoam out.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up, Nick. Shut up.
I was like, Kevin, how come there's styrofoam in this? He's like, I don't know. We looked at it.
It was the ice, styrofoam. Right? It was the ice, not the water.
Oh, man. That was our secret. Fast, guys. Okay, these things, the studios are hard to set up, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, but you break in the filter, you're fine. You're good. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny.
Yeah, you're the same way that way for sure.
Sometimes, but I guess the like tubes filtered, get dirty.
Yeah, Kevin, I think just like filtered water and purified water from a bottle just have a different sort of taste. I've always
I agree with you there. That's in the industrial complex, right? Of them doing the purification and putting in the thing. Yeah, it's going to taste flawless there.
But I mean, you got to remember
if you're getting a Brita filter versus an indoor refrigerator filter versus, I mean, you know, you got a billion different things going on there.
One thing that you have to remember is that a lot of times the water that you're drinking out of a plastic bottle is just coming out of a tap from whatever city that's from. Like, you don't be tricked that you think you're getting some fancy super filtered water. Certain brands
straight
will
out of a mountain geyser.
Yeah. That was close.
Maybe it's, like live dangerously.
If someone who has spilled Diet Coke on their keyboard, I saw the horror flash across Andy's face.
Maybe it's like a desert or hot area thing too, because my family does that down in Southern California, and it drives me nuts. I'm like, you don't ever really need a bottle of water, like a plastic bottle of water. And it's one of those things where, like, I think that I was totally on board with that until they decided to decrease the amount of plastic in the bottles. And they became this like limp.
They're so weak.
They can barely stand up on their own.
Wait, but it's like, better, Nick. And also, then it pushes you to use a reusable bottle, which you should be doing anyway.
I mean, again, you know, I'm like, you know me. Like, I was when in San Francisco, and they were like, you got to pay for bags. I was like, this is an outrage. This is against some sort of constitution. Yeah. I don't know which one, but some sort of constitution. And
the one, ours
or Canada's? Yeah.
Either one.
They got a constitution up there?
I don't think so. I don't know what Canada.
They don't got one unified language. They don't got it figured out.
But when I finally made the switch, man, I got to be honest. I'm like, I don't understand how people need, like, you just bring your bags with you. It makes so much more sense. And it's the same with water bottles. I was in the airport over the holidays traveling, and I bought like a tin can water bottle, like water, you know, in the bottle. They don't sell plastic at SFO anymore.
Yeah, SFO doesn't. You can only buy the reusable bottles now.
And it's great because you have it. And you're like, I'm like, oh, shit, I totally forgot to bring a water bottle. Not like I would have. That's not like top of my list there, Joe. But it's like something that you probably should bring with you. That's empty.
It's top of my list. Cool.
And then I was like, wait a minute. This is a screw off top. Screw on, screw off. And they've got water. Like they got the refill stations everywhere. They
just
got
I love seeing how many bottles we've saved.
Oh, it's great. Dude, and now hold on. One, if I can quick time out, because I love that refill station too. I was going to play it down a bit. You know that there's a blood feud. You know that I hate new G4. I hate King Woods.
Sure.
Sessler.
Yeah.
Hacks. Blair. All of them, right? All of them. You know what I mean? Totally. I was a big fan of everybody. I was a big Abby fan. Then she went there dead to me. You know what I mean? Yeah. The completionist. If I see him on the side of the road, I'm going to swerve at him from here on out.
Watch your ass.
But I saw. No, I'm kidding. I love G4, and I love everybody who I just mentioned.
If you see Blair a car that looks like the Ghostbusters Ecto-1, watch your ass.
Their new studio. They have the airport water bottle thing there that shows how many bottles they've saved and shit. And I was like, oh fuck. I assume it's too late to add that to our studio, but that would have been cool.
Well, no, but we used to just get water out of fridge. The refrigerator. We don't care.
Then it doesn't have the cool
Kevin,
number saved.
If you could just go in with a Sharpie and a post-it every day, that would be great. Sounds good.
Kevin, just like a little tick mark.
Yeah. Kevin will scratch it on like you've been in prison for 6 years. Like it's a ton of money.
That would be really cool. Can we also measure our heights there?
Yes. No. I like that a lot.
On the That's door, really sweet. Against the door. Yeah. Oh, and you could do it for old Benny as well.
Yeah, Benny. Yeah, Benny. See how long it takes to outpace Nick.
Let's have a rule here. We'll measure heights for people who are still growing only. We don't want to measure heights for people who are getting old and shrinking.
Let me tell you.
Wow, Nick's gone
right
down
now, the last time someone measured my height, I was barely 5'8". I was like barely 5'8". And I guarantee that was like a year and a half ago, and I haven't measured since. And I'm like, I'm never going to. Like sometimes Kevin, when I walk through the 7-Eleven and it has the height measurements there, I'm like, I'm under 5'8".
Let me tell you about the gift that keeps on giving, and his name is Andy Cortez. All right, of course, Andy and I are locked in a brutal blood feud all the time, right?
Yeah,
and we're taking it
one-sided.
We're taking it to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames this Friday to play some everybody's golf again, right? And we're gonna have a good time there. But yesterday. Maybe 2 days ago, I turned on the PlayStation. I'm like, let's make sure I got everybody's golf installed. Let's make sure I understand what's going on. I popped it in there. I ran around. I played some. What a great game. Goddamn.
Oh, you practiced. I mean? Oh, okay.
No. I ended up playing. So, yes, technically, I guess I did then. But it wasn't on purpose. And trust me, how long did I practice for fucking Mario Golf? A baby's game with a bunch of random shit, just like Mario Party. Now you got a real problem because we're playing a real game. Let me compliment you, though. So I ran around, though, and I ran off to that area where all your created characters hang out. And I was like, oh, right, I forgot that this happened. Ran over there, I see Jen's character she made, I see Joey over there, I see Andy, and then I see Nick. And if you remember, Andy, what you did was make a child's body. And so I'm running around seeing everybody, and I'm like, who is this balding baby? And then I was like, oh my God, it's Nick. And Nick's just sitting there in a chair, his legs like dangling, not touching the floor, like all smiley with his big old beard and stuff. I was like, oh my God. I busted out laughing.
Oh my God. We were going to do a party mode way back in the day. And we were going to be like, all right, let's all select our characters. I created one for all of us. Nick was going to have that character.
Let me see if I screenshot it.
I made it look just like Nick, but I gave it the child's body.
You're all pieces of work. I want you to know that.
It was so bad. It's something we never got around to doing, but it was going to be such a great reveal. And it's funny looking, man. It's so good looking. It was a good little character. Their character creator is so damn good.
Not too late. Put them in the game tomorrow or whatever it is.
I'll come in on Friday.
You want to hit the links with us, doggy dog?
What am I doing Friday? Let me look. I kind of do. That was fun.
I also made my character as like the tallest it could be.
Have I ever played everybody's golf before? Because we played that one golf game. Yeah. We played two golf games, but I don't know if either of those were the ones that you guys were talking about.
It's probably one of the two. I can't imagine there's a third golf game.
One of them you don't see your avatar.
Golf with your friends.
That's golf with your friends. Okay, that was fun. And I think I played everyone's golf as well.
Everybody's golf is the same as Hot Shots Golf, Nick, but it's just
that doesn't help him.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's not gonna help him get there at all.
I guess I don't know why I think that everybody has a touchstone to Hot Shots Golf like I did as a kid.
I don't feel like Nick played with us because we were all like schlepping in our PS4s to play together at lunch.
Yeah, right. Definitely all played this without me. This one looks fun. I do. I gotta be honest with you guys. I love the golf games. They're super.
Join and play with us. Come on, doggy dog.
Friday we're playing.
This is honestly, and that was the thing of tooling around with it last night. Like it brought me back to that of when we were all obsessed with it. And we were playing online. We were playing in the office. We were making fun of the house band and stuff. And I was like, God, I can go for that again. We gotta hit the links. We gotta get back out there.
I still remember the fucking song, dude. The music's incredible, Nick. It's like they had like, it's like they hired a full kind of yacht rock band to just make 7 different tracks. And it just fucking rocks all over the place. But I think the problem we might run into, Greg...
God damn you, Greg. Are you sending it to Kevin?
No, because of the amazingness of the PlayStation, I'm going to screenshot it and just tweet it, and then Kevin can pull it on my Twitter.
Oh, good. Let's please make this, put this out there publicly.
I think the problem that we're running into is that our characters are created characters, and they have higher stats, and I don't know if we'll be able to give Nick a high stat character without him playing a whole lot, you know.
How much I have to play? I'll
a lot.
Here, I mean, it's this is Greg Miller being your friend, not a character. Friday, I'll be a character. Don't worry. After this, I'm sure I'll immediately turn back to a character, heal Greg Miller, whatever. I really do feel that, especially. All right, Kevin, I've tweeted it, or it's going through the PlayStation to be tweeted. If you want to pull it up when you can, I really do take the golf games and Hot or Everybody's in particular as golfing with your friends, where like, yeah, you'd love to have the best score of the round or whatever at the end of it, but it's also just like having fun and doing the things and trying to go against yourself.
is that Joey? Is that Joey or Jay?
Yeah, that's why Joey's sitting there. And then yeah,
that's awesome.
Why am I looking up at you like I'm waiting to be fed?
Oh my God. I forgot this character fucking existed. I turned the game on since like fucking forever, and there it was.
I fucking nailed it, man.
So I'm sorry. Your compliment to Andy was like, good job fucking with Nate.
Yeah, it looks like me, though. That's just, why am I not wearing any shoes? You couldn't even shoes.
They're too small. Yeah.
Oh my God. So I just have to burn my little feet on the grass the entire time for fucking 9 holes.
You have to walk on the rough with a bunch of spinas all over the ground. My oh my God.
I hate you.
That is so good.
That's a really good character.
To my point, I don't think like it's like about.
No,
it's how I think of golf games is just fucking around and playing. Like last time, you, me, and Mike streamed it, Andy, it was the same thing, right? Where it was like, I won, of course, but like we were just fucking around. Okay. That was the character coming through the cracks. It was just us fucking around.
No, see, the last time we played that game, me, Andy, Tim, and Snowbike Mike. And there's something about that combo. It gets contentious. We talk a lot of shit to each other, especially if Mike starts losing, and then he starts fighting back from his like,
it's just blaming everything. Yeah.
He's blaming everyone, and then he starts laughing. And then Tim starts pulling ahead, so he gets quiet, and we're like, we can't fucking let Tim pull ahead, and we all gang up on him. It's super fun. Anyway, I'm down to play with you guys on Friday, as long as there's no expectation of me actually being good at the game.
No, don't worry about that.
No, you'll be there to just kind of talk shit to either one of us, whoever's losing.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, that's exactly it. 100%.
God, this looks so incredible. I can't get over this.
It was like such a neat little time capsule. Like, oh, fuck, right, yeah. Because we were all over this game, which is the other thing I find interesting. As much as I loved Hot Shots and reviewed them at IGN, and then if you remember, my everybody's golf story is always that this is the one when we got the code, and I put it on, and I remember standing up after like 30 minutes of character creation and fucking around. And I always talk about I teared up because it was like everything I wanted. It was exactly what I wanted that game to be. But when I play, I'm always like, when I turned it on, I was like, how did I never get past rank 5? How did I never do? And I forgot that like it was such a multiplayer game, and none of the it was all, like when you divided it between multiplayer and single player. Once Jen fell in love with it, we played hours and hours and hours, but it was never, you know, helping the actual single player progression for me or whatever.
Yeah, they tried to do some stuff with having boss battles, right? Like you progress to a point, Joe, and then there'd be like so-and-so from this other course wants to come battle you. And it's like, it's like a total anime sort of thing. Like, whoa, it looks like you're the blah, blah, blah. Time to fight or
whatever. Wasn't Shuhei one of them that you could like go around
and
find?
Well, he wasn't a boss. He was one of the guys from the gallery that you
could. Yeah, you could just run around and find Shuhei. But the boss battles would pop up. And then they would have their own stipulations for what their course would be. Like, oh, this is a reverse course with crazy wind and tornado cups. Yeah. Yeah. But I miss being super into it, man. I really can't wait for whatever new version is gonna be the new thing. Oh my god, I'm fucking dying with this picture, man.
Get your new PlayStation 4 Pro upgrades and play it in 4K. You know, hang out there. Have a good time. Good, Andy, man. Do you have any, not resolutions, but guidelines, general roadmaps for the year? What do you want to achieve in 2022? Roadmaps for the year.
Roadmaps. General roadmaps. Oh, gosh. So not necessarily goals, just kind of things to live by?
I mean, however you interpret the question. I can read it again if you want. Now that we are in January, what are some of your goals for the year? These don't have to be resolutions, more of a guideline and a general roadmap for the year. I've thought about it if you want me to go.
I would say, yeah, go ahead, Greg, go ahead.
Because, like, you know, for me, one of the things is in the beginning of December, we bought a Peloton. Mm. And it was very much... Be careful. Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Sex and the City, lest we forget.
Exactly, exactly. Jen might find you and have 25 minutes to save you, but she'll just let you go.
She'll just let you die, right?
His pills are right there.
It was, you know,
watch the show, all right? You're talking a lot of shit, all right? Watch the show.
Well, TikTok broke it down for me. I don't have to watch it. I watched the segment. You know, man, what I mean?
TikTok makes it real.
Overall, how's the show, Kev?
I like it. You know, I mean, the show's never been great.
Yeah, it's always been what it is.
Yeah, and it's more of that.
It's grown on me. I've watched every episode now. And it's
a little cringy. It's a little cringy. There's certain characters. It's like, oh god, we get you're trying, but like, man, this is not the right avenue to go. But whatever.
What show?
And just like that, it's the sequel to
Sex and the City. Yeah, I think that's on HBO Max.
Mm, yeah,
got it.
There's a whole Peloton thing in the beginning of it. I digress. Back to it. Bought a Peloton in December. And, you know, I had been on a really great track. Well, if you remember, I had been in a really bad place when we were up in Toronto 2019. And I was the most hungover possible. You weren't there for that, Nick. It was you, me, and Andy up there. Remember where we went out to dinner with Adam Boys and got wasted. And then we went to meet up with Bruce and the gang and got even more wasted and had a second dinner. And I woke up that morning and looked in the mirror with like the worst hangover like in a long time. And I was just bloated and super gross. And I was like, I have not been to the gym. I have not done anything in forever. And that's when I bought the Apple Watch. And that's when I started going to the gym. And I was really happy with myself. And then a global pandemic derailed everything. And so then it became, all right, let's go hiking. And because I can't go use the stair machine I like, let's go hiking and do that. And that'll be a thing. And then Benjamin started getting closer. And then we stopped doing that. And then I went back to being like, I am very unhappy with myself. And so I had been trying to get back on Supernatural VR and wasn't feeling it. I've been trying to do a bunch of stuff and yada, yada, yada. And so then finally it was like another breaking point where I was like, I got to do something. And Jen had been talking about Peloton. I was like, all right, let's just get that, even though I don't have any interest in a bike. Because we bought the bike, not the tread like Tim and Gia have.
Supernatural is the game that Alana talks about, right?
Yeah. I mean, technically I did before if you listen to the Gamescast, but no big deal. Whatever. She still does it. She does it all the time. She uses it for cardio. Supernatural is great. But again, it was having the space to play VR and get that movement around I was having trouble with. Anyways, though, we bought a Peloton in December, and it was more I thought it was going to be a Jen thing, and I have to force myself to do it. But I've fallen in love with it. Like, I love it so much. And so, like, my goal would be to not miss a week, which I think is pretty easy and obtainable. But right now, I'm trying to do every other day and do that stuff, but I mix in workouts that aren't on the Peloton necessarily and stuff. So I'm still moving around doing stuff. But not a resolution by any stretch of the imagination, but I love Peloton so much that I would like to keep doing that to keep feeling good.
Plus, you got them Taylor Swift glasses, right?
Oh my god, I got my Swiftie badge immediately. Don't worry about that, Joey. You know I would. I was that was another treat. You telling me I sat down to start my classes, and then there it was, a Taylor Swift thing. I was like, oh my goodness, how did I miss this?
So my Peloton resolution is to go to Greg's and use his Peloton.
Sure,
Greg's and Tim's. I can swap between either of them.
Which do you want?
I feel like my goals are often the same. It's always just, I think this year more than ever, I always try to at least go to the gym a couple times a week. I try to eat salads for lunch more than a couple times a week. I feel like that's kind of a general thing I always tried to reach, even though I don't always do it. But one that I want to expand upon more is realizing that, all right, dude, enough. You're not fucking 25 anymore. You can't just fucking eat a flaming bag of hot fries for dinner. Like, you just can't do that, dude. Like, I need to be just, I've just kind of like banked on that for the last several years. Like, I'll be fine. And I just need to not do that because of, I don't know, I just take it for granted of like, nah, man, I'm getting old. I'm turning 34 in February. So I need to be a lot better about that and not just assume that I'll be 25 forever.
I think that's like, that's kind of what my goals are for myself this year, is just to have more balance. I feel like the last couple of years, everything's been so imbalanced with like, you know, doing what we're doing here, which is great, but then on top of that, like the studio build out stuff has been super stressful, and I know Kevin and I are kind of burned out on that. And then on top of that, holding myself still to try and progress in comedy, still trying to progress through the punchline system, which is still going, and then like also trying to progress through jujitsu, which is still going. All that stuff, I get really goal oriented, and I think I get too goal oriented, and then I get really disappointed when I'm not hitting those goals, or when I feel like I'm. I kind of started to feel like I'm like, oh, well, I should be like all in kind of funny, it's 12 hours a day, but then I'll burn out. So I'll go, oh, let me do this other thing a little bit. And then I'll be disappointed that I'm not dedicating enough time over there. So I think this year for me, I kind of came into this year thinking like, first off, I do want to be more healthy. Cause I think last year I was very unhealthy. Like everyone's kind of, saying here, but the other thing is like, I just want to enjoy the experiences of things without there being necessarily the expectation of progression through like a leveling system. You know, I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it does.
Yeah. So I think I think I want to be more present basically in my life during this year, and potentially even if it's possible, do this thing called take a vacation. Have you guys heard of this?
Oh wow.
It's crazy.
What's heard that?
It's where you don't work and people don't call you. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I might want to try that. Calls. You still get calls.
I know. Like the ones.
I know. Hey, the studio's burning down.
Fucking Tim. That's fair enough. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's lots of stuff that I really am enjoying kind of like all the stuff I get to be a part of, which is cool. It's just that sometimes I want to go ham on it, and I got to remind myself, like similar to Andy, I'm like, I'm going to be 42 this week. Like that's going to be, I'm slower than I was, man. I just don't have that. Oh, I just
your
can't.
Birthday's on Thursday.
My birthday's on. Yeah, we're going to go see Scream together. Joe, you want to come see Scream with me for my birthday?
Bring him ratchet.
I think I'm obligated to.
Perfect.
I don't think I have a choice in this. So yeah.
Yeah. So and I'm definitely, and I'm not gonna like, I joke around about being old and like feeling old. I don't actually feel, I feel good. I don't actually feel my age, but I definitely have noticed that there are those moments prior to being 40 where I was like, I'm gonna push this envelope. I'm gonna try to do two more things tonight. And then I would suffer the consequences. And I think now I get to that precipice and I go, I shouldn't do this. I have enough experience to know that if I do this, I'll be dead all weekend. And that's not going to be fair for my wife, because that's really the time we spend together. So I'm just searching for more balance in life, like always.
Obviously something I'm wrestling with too, right? Of balance and work-life balance for sure. And it's the same thing of like people who approach me about podcasts. And obviously I'm doing the community podcast days in January and February. But then just other, you know, our peers and collaborators already. And doing that thing of like looking at a day and be like, oh, I can shove it in there. I got nothing going on, or I have a gap there. And it's like, well, no, like I'm also, you know, sleeping at a different schedule. And, you know, even when I come off of work here, it's immediately into, I relieve Jen from primary Benjamin duties. And then I run with that all night till we put him down. So it's like moving to a second job kind of that then you want, like, there's so many things now of like, even, I think it was last week, but maybe it's this week. It doesn't matter. But like, it might have been both of them actually, two Fridays in a row, but looking at the calendar and being like, I can do games daily and then go right to the stream. And it's like, you know what? Why do that? Just get Tam. Tam, come do the show. Yeah. Like, what am I worried? What am I trying to do? I don't know. You guys ran it for 3 months without me. You don't need to worry. I don't need to worry about like being there and jumping out of your grenade anymore. We have plenty of people and plenty of grenades. So pass them all around.
We really do.
I also want to keep trying to pursue like this voice acting thing that I've done. I've booked a couple of gigs and I want to expand upon that and keep pursuing that, just because I have so much fun when I have been able to do it. And it's always just kind of a blast trying to, I guess, work out those muscles, you know?
Sure.
What's up?
Yeah. I'm Nick.
Have you thought about reaching out to Rahul and being his stunt double?
I have not, but mostly because I would never want to be on set for a show that scary.
But it's not scary if you're there. Like, if you know where the ghost or the goblin's going to be, you know?
It's like a haunted house. Yeah. It's like if something's behind that door, it's going to be a little ghoul.
But you know that it's
there. Yeah, you'll see the ghoul. You would have just had a makeup test with the
ghoul. Andy, I don't trust them.
Andy, can you imagine Andy's on set and Andy's like, listen, I want to do this stunt for you right now, sir, but I'm a little scared. And the director has to take his hand and pull him around the side and introduce him to the ghoul puppet. The guy,
the guy's hand. You all met earlier.
He's just
you
were, Steve. It's fine.
Okay. He's like, you're not talking.
You met in craft services earlier. I don't know why. So this is the same guy. Okay.
Same guy. Are you sure about that?
Kevin, what about you? You got anything?
I'm trying to sleep more. I'm trying to really prioritize that.
You gotta
that.
Sleep more, Kevin. Kevin told me he gets like 4 hours of sleep every night. I'm like, you're gonna die.
That's
you're
not. That's die. Not. I said I got 4 hours sleep the night right before we did this long stream.
What's your average hours of sleep per night?
I think I'm feeling pretty good about myself because I got 6 hours and 50 minutes last night. So that's
All right.
Yeah, you know. Okay. So I'm trying to get that up to 7. That's my goal for the next like month. Like just start nailing 7, then we're gonna push 8. Once we get there,
8's amazing. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm with you on that.
I'm useless.
I'm with you on that because last night I could have gone a bit way earlier, but watching the show called Succession.
It's good. It's good. We're proud of you, Andy.
Real good, Greg. Real good.
Finally.
Oh, so you're watching it too, Kev?
I
watched it. You've been on the train?
Yeah, for a while now. Since last year, I think.
Why didn't you tell me about it?
We did. Remember, I was like, Andy, stop what you're doing. Stop watching. What are you? You watching something? You were like, yeah, I'm watching something. I was like, put it down. Watch Succession. It wasn't until that star from Succession was like, watch it. You were like, all right.
Got it.
Kind of made me.
I must not have heard you.
Feel less important, if I'm being honest.
I mean, when the guy that's in the show tells you to watch the show, you kind of should watch the show at that point.
I mean, Rahul Cooley's been pushing his show on Andy for years.
Guess what? I finally
watched it. Yeah, but Succession's not scary.
He really hasn't pushed on Andy. He's always like, I understand, bro. Like, that's him. He gets it.
In our messages, he's very insulting to me and my
and candidly, my privately, he is really mean to me.
Yeah, he's told me several times that his old mother is way braver than me because she watched it at 3 a.m.
Wow.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Guess, yeah, Andy, that's why you're not the stunt watch, that's you the watch this last one.
The last one, really?
Midnight Mass, I think more than any of the other ones, you'd be fine.
It's not a shock value scary. It's scary, but like it's more like a thriller, I guess. Was that what
I
you call it?
I love that one YouTube comment. I was like, Andy, don't listen to them. Like,
I mean, they're saying probably.
They're saying it's not that scary. I watched it. It's fucking terrifying. Don't do it. And I was like, all right, cool. That's all I need.
Good enough. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah.
I don't think so either, Joe. But like, we can't push him. We don't want to be Rahul Kohli. We don't want to guilt him on this, you know?
Is it time for the ads?
We already did them.
A while ago, Andy.
It's actually time for us to wrap up, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the Kind of Funny Podcast, of course. Remember, you, of course, can watch the show live as we record it, patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can write it to be on the show, patreon.com/kindoffunny. You could be enjoying it live. I think I already said that part, but I'm already crazy. And you can, of course, stick around to catch the post show we're about to do, all on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Patreon.com/kindoffunny. If you got notebooks tossed our way, it's no big deal. youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe. Each and every one. I really shook the lights on that one. Each and every week, get a brand new episode. Have some fun. It's good stuff. We're going to go do that post show. But until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.